Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this episode is the one where Kate and Mandy have an announcement.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
We have an announcement and we have a barking dog.
Because we are perfect.
Recording late because I've been at work and now everybody's walking past the house with their dogs.
Yeah. So we don't want to worry anybody, but we just want to let you know that we are going to be finishing up Two Peas in a Podcast.
So we started 5 years ago.
We
on
did.
Mother's Day. So yes. We thought, what a perfect day.
Yes.
2024. To finish, we've bookended and we never do anything organised. We never do anything perfect. And I think I'm proud of us.
I know, me too. It's really a lovely ending. So yes. We just wanted to pop in your ears and just let you know this. So you've got a little bit of warning.
Yes.
And we're going to finish on the 12th of May.
Yep.
2024. Okay. Yep. So you've got about 4 weeks.
4 weeks of us. And if you send speak pipes, we'll probably do snap peas.
Yes.
There will be Thursday episodes. Then there'll be other ones if you don't, that's fine as well.
Yeah, that's fine. But I want to get to 100 snap peas. So let's see if we can. I think we're up to 94.
No pressure. But please send us some speak pipes.
But if you send the speak pipes, we will do that. We've definitely got guests still booked in. So we're going to honour all of those.
Yes.
We just want you to know this is something we've wrestled with for a little bit. But
about a year we've been I think our kids are older.
Yeah.
And also we've done such a great thing. I know I'm talking about ourselves, but we have. It's been so wonderful. And the peas have been so wonderful. And I think, isn't it great to finish when you're still happy?
Yes, it's like Seinfeld.
We finish
the end
friends.
Really well.
Just not to put ourselves up with two of the greatest shows of all time.
Friends and Seinfeld. Two peas in a podcast.
It'll go down in history as people who ended
I think so. So there's also nothing to worry about, Kate and I are friends.
We're still friends.
Nothing to worry about. The kids are fine.
Yes. So everything's fine.
Everything's fine. This is just the right time.
Yeah. It's just the right time.
And so we just don't want anybody to be worrying about anything. It's all good. And we want to end this beautifully with you.
Amazing. We'll come and do something similar. There's Dylan Alcott, Listen Able.
Oh, that's right.
There'll be amazing younger voices. There's Knowable Me with Kelly.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, Mandy and I, we're not breaking up. So no. We might pop in for a Christmas episode. Yeah. We may do something in the future together.
Yeah.
But I just feel like 5 years, pretty good going.
I think so. And we just got an email from someone at Acast saying, well done, in 5 years. I'm like, yeah, actually, we did a great job. And we thought it would be three episodes.
I mean, we had our fourth episode as feedback. So,
did we? Yeah, you did that.
You were like, I think we should read all these emails out that we've had from people four episodes in. I mean, it may not have been four, but it was very close to four.
We're going to end it as chaotically as we started.
Yep. Yeah,
but we want you on board.
Yeah, and
so yeah,
we are really aware that. Well, I would be if my podcast that I love end, I'm sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll keep the Instagram going for a little bit. We'll keep the hangout going for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can still message us. The email is still there.
Yes.
Mandy and I are still here, and in the show notes, I'll put Mandy's Instagram, my Instagram.
Yeah.
You can, if you care what you can we're
find
doing,
us.
You can find us. I am starting a new podcast. I'm starting two new podcasts.
Yeah, awesome.
One of them I've recorded two or three episodes but have not edited or listened to them. So, you know, it's the same chaos. So I'm going to do one which hopefully will come out before we finish, but sometime soon, and that's called Honestly, I'm Lonely.
Yeah.
And that's just talking about being lonely for different reasons, not just because you're a parent or whatever. Lots of different people from lots of different walks of life. We're going to talk about loneliness, and I think it will be two episodes a week. And the second episode, I will talk to my partner, who's a psychologist, and we'll unpack a little bit about loneliness, not about the person that we've interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be like a maths recap.
Yep.
And then hopefully Kelly and I from Knowable Me are going to do a silly podcast.
Fun.
Just about things we don't do anymore. So
great.
But we haven't even started. So, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
No.
But yeah.
No.
Yeah, we don't
and
know.
And I have an idea for a podcast too.
And it's pretty good.
We're
allowed to have a break.
Yeah, I'm going to have a break.
Yeah. So,
It may or may not happen. I don't know.
I know, and I
but I would really like to do this idea.
Yes, and I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think we love podcasting and we love podcasts. So,
And that hasn't changed.
I think we're okay at it.
Yeah.
So we should keep doing it. I mean, I know in my heart nothing will be like this.
No.
We've had this community.
Very special.
So special. Nothing will ever be like this.
No.
And so we are beyond grateful to you all because
definitely.
I mean, we probably would have kept doing it if you didn't listen, but
be much better with you listening.
Much better with
and
you.
You're
all
our
of
friends
you.
Now.
Yeah,
that's
friends.
The most amazing thing. We've got friends from all over the world.
Yeah. And
it's changed us for the better.
100%.
We would never have made it through that pandemic without you.
Never. Never. The snappies started.
We'll do a last episode where we thank everybody. And, you know, I would like to go through every single guest, but someone said, Miss 13 said, that sounds boring.
And I said to her, I don't know if you're any of the OG listeners that have actually listened to every episode. Our first Christmas, we did a mini live show when I lived at my old house in the actual pod bar that we recorded in.
Yes.
And we jammed just friends and family, very forgiving
magic.
Crowd.
Yeah.
And Mandy did the 12 Days of Christmas. And I said, it's going to be like that, Mandy, with all the guests.
Yeah, which I didn't realise that Annabelle Crabb does on hers too every Christmas. But anyway, I thought I was original.
But I thought, I thought you were too. Anyway, who knows?
Anyway, we will definitely do a big
roundup. Oh, yeah, because we've got a lot to say.
We really do.
And we're not going to have anywhere to say it. So
no, what? My God.
You're going to hear it.
But we just want
to wanted
you
to know. And
yeah.
I didn't want to say it too early because it sounds all dramatic.
Yes.
And so I think a month, you know, it's not like anything bad's happening. It's I think it's a beautiful thing to decide to start something and then decide to finish it. And so often in life, things go badly or friendships break up or you lose interest. And we didn't have any of those things happen. So I'm really, really grateful that we can end. I'm not going to say the same enthusiasm as when we started, but
no,
but the same joy of doing a podcast and being friends and all of that.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we never got to sell out Hamer Hall, but, you know.
No. That was a great shame.
Yes.
But, you know, we never won an award. That was great.
No, so good. We got to the end without winning an award.
So, yeah. That's all we've kind of got to say. We know you're going to have big feelings.
Yes.
And this might be a shock for some of you. And we're very, very conscious that our peer listeners are a vulnerable group of people. And so we want to do this as kindly, as gently as we can, being aware of all of our feelings. Okay. Yeah. You might not have any. Maybe I'm making it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe no one will care. But a few people, like my sister, Annalise, is like, this is sad. This is sad. Yeah. And I'm like, I know. But she's like,
it is sad.
I'm like, I know.
Ending and change is sad. Yeah. And, you know, we've had so many over the 5 years, so many monumental changes in our lives.
Yeah.
But also what we've done is incredible, not as in you and I, as in this whole podcast.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so proud of it. Well, it's always going to be there.
It will. Actually, you'll be always be able to listen to us as long
always.
As they allow us to stay on the internet, right? So if you want to go back
and if you've downloaded it, you've got it.
You've got it. So, and yeah, we are not going anywhere. You want to come and follow us on our social medias, you can always find us, right?
Yep. And
you want to bump into me at the IGA where I live, you know.
That's right. Some of you know where I work because you come in and say hi. Yep. We're all around.
Yep.
We're in the outer eastern burbs of Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's where we started. Yep. It's where we're ending.
That's right.
But
so that's that.
I just want you to know that's our snap pea today. There's no little speak pipes. It's just Mandy and me.
Yeah.
But if you want to send us a message, send us a message. Feel free to email us or, you know, we won't respond straight away, but we will reply. Maybe we always reply.
Like if you're going to do a speak pipe, maybe just say, what has it meant to you?
Yeah.
Now, and you've done that over the years.
Yes, you have.
Now you know that it's ending. What has the podcast meant to you?
How has it changed you?
Because
it's changed me.
Definitely.
So, which we'll talk about in our final episode. But, you know, Gary, all the things. And we will talk about all that later. But it's been life-changing. And, we're so incredibly proud of it, proud of you, proud of our friendship. And, of course, Peas, we wanted you to know first.
That's right. And I just wanted to honour us both but say thank you, Kate, for saying yes.
Yes, you know? I know. And we did this.
We did it.
With no idea. And,
the most unlikely of podcasters.
The most. I mean,
we could talk, but, like, planning, producing,
we're useless at all of it.
Recording. And what we did know is what we like the look of things. Okay, yeah, we'll like that logo. Or we like that's a bad deal. I'll be like, yep, love it. How do we press record? Oh, we don't didn't.
Know. Yes, I know. And I just think it's a testament to the fact, and I will say this till the day I die, that women love women's stories.
Yeah.
And we didn't have
to
get approval from anybody, man. We just did it. And you all listened and we all became part of the most incredible community. So, we're lucky and we're lucky to go out on our own terms. We're lucky.
Thank you.
So, yes.
All right,
after five children, I'll be peeing for a long time, but.
Well, that is true.
But we'll see you on Thursday, Peas.
Yep, we'll be back on
regular
Thursday.
Regular episodes will continue.
And we're going to do International Pea Week for the last time.
We're doing International Pea Week.
So that week of the 6th to the 12th, maybe not the 11th, but that whole week we'll have an episode every week like we normally do.
Yeah, that's right. So if you send us speak pipes, we will also play them leading up to that.
But we've got enough episodes to get us through there.
Yes.
So that'll really – just the sound engineer can go out with a bang too.
He really can.
With the show notes, I said, you might have a busy week. And she's like, yeah. Anyway, we'll let you go.
Anyway, yes.
We'll see you online.
We will. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Peas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.